Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the virtual Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank. We're, of course, like everyone else in this era of social distancing. We're virtual, not inside our usual studio. But we still love the folks at Renaissance Bank. They're doing great work with PPP and other CARES Act-related loans through the SBA. If you need help, need some advice, go see your Renaissance banker. You got to make an appointment, though, if you want to see them in person. So the branches are closed. The front door is locked, but you are able to get in and see your Renaissance banker with a appointment. So give them a call or go to renaissancebank.com for complete COVID-19 related information and anything else for that matter. They are there to help. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Now I want to welcome Scott Siegel. And Scott is with Sales Acceleration. Scott, welcome.
John, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, it's great to have you again. You're a return guest. And yeah, so it's great to have you. So for those that don't know you, talk a little bit about you and what you do for folks.
So my company is Beacon Sales Advisors, and I'm part of a broader organization called Sales Acceleration. And what I do is I act as a fractional vice president of sales. So I help small business owners who are either struggling with sales or want to scale their organization and don't have that level of expertise. And what I love about what I do, I get to roll up my sleeves and work side by side with the owners. And the other part is I get to be part of the community, because there are small business owners, if I think about it, are really our heroes. Those are the people that are helping the economy, providing jobs, and making a difference in people's lives. And I get to help them.
Amen and amen. Let me stand up, run around the room and cheer about that, because the small business owners are definitely the heroes. There's a lot of heroes out there, but definitely small business owners. It's about time they got some help in this economy that we're dealing with. But don't get me started on that. So, but I want to talk. Yeah, this show will go in an entirely different direction.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start pontificating on that. Yeah. But you help small business owners with sales related issues, and that's why I wanted to have you back, Scott. Because when you were on the show several months ago, that was in the pre-COVID-19. Economic crisis time. That seems like years ago that you were on the show, but it was just a few months ago. The cheese has moved, clearly. So, I mean, let's just put it out there. I mean, should if I'm a small business owner, should I stop selling?
You know, John, we're in unprecedented times. I get asked that question every day. And the answer is no. Mm. What I would share with people is you need to sell differently. You need to think about your tone. You need to think about your message. And you need to ask questions and listen. And really what we are becoming in today's environment, we're becoming problem solvers. And some of the customers that small business owners are dealing with might not be ready to make a decision today. But simply by calling and asking, how are you doing today? What matters most to you today? That goes a long way. So you can't stop, because part of the challenge we all have is this will eventually end. We'll all get to go outside. But if you don't work on the fundamentals and basics of your business, you're going to be behind the curve. So it's a great time right now to reach out to your customers.
This, What you're hitting on is something that I think really is counterintuitive to a lot of people, because they're so tied up in the features and benefits of what they're selling that's what they default to when it comes to a conversation.
It does, but the best salespeople I've seen, they're building long-term relationships. And it is about the approach they take. It's the questions they ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the acronyms I learned a couple of months ago, and I've been doing this a long time, is the word wait.
Wait.
So if you take the word wait.
W-A-I-T. W-A-I-T. Yes. Okay.
So if you take that word, it's why am I talking? You shouldn't be talking. You should be asking questions, listening to the customer, and then understanding how their business has changed, how their customers have changed, how their industry has changed, how they're pivoting. If you ask 5 or 6 questions, you're going to have a great dialogue. You're going to open more doors, but it's the way that you approach it, the tone and the message. I am absolutely convinced it'll pay dividends in the long run for anybody.
Well, so a couple things there. That's really a philosophy that doesn't just work for today. It works for any time, right? I mean, if you're sincere, I mean, it's amazing how that works, right? If you're sincerely interested in someone's problems and trying to solve their problems, you build a relationship that leads to a mutually beneficial situation, right?
It does. And the old saying goes, people buy from who? People they trust.
Hmm.
And people they know that will help them get things done.
Right.
You know, the challenge in today's environment, we're all in it together. But every day is a new adventure, a new survival. So typically you might be working on a long-term initiative with a client. Well, that's probably going to change. What they're focused on right now is how do I get through today?
Mm.
So by following up, and then the other part on that is, if you say you're going to do something, make sure you get it done.
Mm.
And then make sure you communicate via email and say, John, here's what we talked about. Here's what I commit to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Those little things go a long way.
Mm.
And I think a lot of times when things are going well, we forget about those little things.
Mm.
And those little things done well every day help you get through a crisis, help you scale your business, and as importantly, help you develop that long-term relationship with the client.
Folks, we're speaking with Scott Siegel. He's with Beacon Sales Advisors. That Beacon comes from Boston, right?
It does. I don't tell too many people I'm from Boston down here, John, right? You should like it booed.
I think your accent gave you away, pal. But anyway, just like mine does. So, see, I try to tell people from Boston I'm from South Boston. They don't believe that, of course. But
no, that wouldn't last. They'd have, yeah, that wouldn't last up there.
Right. But, Scott, the folks that are the hardcore ones, we were talking about a few of examples we've seen, you know, before the show started, those folks that are, hardcore, just, you might call them the used car types, used car salesman types. They've quit listening at this point, to this show. Let's talk to the folks that are sincerely interested in helping and following your philosophy. And one of the problems that I'm sure they're thinking is, hey, you know, I got to make it happen. I got to make the cash register ring today. I mean, it's great, Scott, it's wonderful you talk about all this long-term stuff, but my business is at stake right now. So,
yes,
so sure. How do I make it happen today without coming across like that used car salesman?
You know, there's, I'll give you an example. So I met someone yesterday who sells office furniture. Mm. Well, and he's staying in his lane, but he pivoted. So he realized that he can't get out and go to offices and sell office furniture. So what he's doing is he's renting desks and chairs, because his philosophy is if you're sitting in your dining room chair all day, your back is going to kill you
right.
in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So what he's doing is he's shipping chairs and desks to people's homes, and he's absorbing the shipping, but he's charging them a nominal fee. And then a small business owner found out and said, John, I heard what you're doing. I want to buy all my employees a great chair for their office. So he sold a chair. The challenge today is you've got to be able to stay in your lane, but pivot. And the way that you pivot is you listen to what your customers are saying today. Mm. So the balancing act in a crisis that we're in, you're absolutely right. You have to figure out how I can get through every day and pivot and think about the long term. But as we talked about, if you're communicating with your customers a couple of times a week, they're going to give you hints. And if you listen, that's how you pivot in the short term. They will help you figure that out.
But what if I'm, I love the example you mentioned. And I think I know who you're talking about. I know him. So he's a great guy. If I know who you, I don't want to, I don't want to mention just in case it's not, but what if there's not, if what I'm selling, people just aren't buying. I mean, it's hard for me to pivot within my particular space. I mean, like for example, gym memberships, right? I mean, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, nobody's coming to my gym. So and that may be a bad example because I know there's some that have pivoted nicely on to do virtual kind of gym memberships, but you get my point. There are some folks that are think, I don't know how to pivot, you know, or I'm in a real tight space and I don't know how I can do that with my business.
Well, I think you mentioned one of them. I have a good friend who owns a karate school and for kids.
Right.
So what he's done is he's moved to doing those online.
Mm-hmm.
The kids need to send him back a video and they're able to get their brown belt and black belt. But if you don't have that opportunity, it's great to reach out to your referral network or people. And it's okay to ask for help. One of the mistakes that people make or challenges is they think they need to solve the problem all by themselves.
Mm.
Even if you're in sales, they can call you or Sally or Joe and say, hey, I have an idea and I need your help. And it's amazing when you ask for help and the feedback you get, because someone's probably going to give you an idea you didn't think about. There's always a creative, innovative idea, but you got to be able to step outside your comfort zone. And part of that is you need to know what lane you're playing in. You need to understand your customers and you need to understand your industry.
Mm. So you work with a variety of clients. I mean, you're kind of the, I guess the outsourced sales manager maybe is the way to describe what
am,
you do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are you seeing out there right now in terms of the clients you work with and, you know, prospective clients you've been talking to? What are you seeing out there that works? That, you know, in terms of some further real life examples of what you're talking about?
What I'm seeing it's working it, and we talked about this before, it's really getting back into the basics.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a couple of examples. So if you think about your sales pipeline, right, you have a lead, you have a meeting, you have a proposal, you have a commitment, and then you figure out if you want to lose.
Mm.
Well, what companies are doing now is they're going back in and reevaluating their sales pipeline
mm-hmm.
because it's going to change. where they're going in and they're updating their sales pipeline. So that's one example. The other example is it's a great opportunity now to work on developing your team and training, to do virtual role plays. The reality is no one likes to role play. I mean, I've never met anyone that says, hey, sign me up for a role play.
Right.
But every time I do it, I learn something new. So it's a great opportunity to train and develop your team.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of examples of what I see some companies doing right now.
How do you advise? Obviously, sales are off for just about everybody except the maybe the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer folks, right?
So,
how do you, if you're in management, how do you work with your salespeople right now? You know, because they're looking at this year and thinking, I'm not even sure if I'm going to have a job by the end of the year, right? Much less, I'm not going to make my bonus, right?
No, and you know, the counsel I'm giving people is you kind of need to, first and foremost, you need to be the calm in the storm. You need to help. More than ever, you need to step up and be a leader. But part of that is you need to be honest with them and share what the practice is. So a lot of companies, a lot of salespeople have a base salary and they have a bonus. Well, they might not hit their bonus this year. So just making a minor tweak in their compensation program and changing their bonus component to an MBO, which is a management by objectives, or KPIs, which are key performance indicators, is a way to keep them in the game, to continue to hold them accountable, and to continue to develop them. But you've got to be the calm in the storm. And you got to help guide them through it because you're absolutely right. They're all wondering, am I going to have a job? But it should get back to what we talked about in the beginning. Call your customers. Ask them how they're doing today. Ask them what's keeping them up at night. If they do that, they're going to have a much better chance of success. If they sit back and do nothing, nothing good's going to happen.
Do you recommend that, again, I'm speaking from the perspective of the business owner, the sales manager, do you recommend that I actually pull my sales team together and say, look, we're going to have a crappy year. We all know that. So let's just be clear about that. What we need to focus on now is what our client needs are. So what I want you to go out there and do is call every client and bring me back a report on what their values are, their needs are, how things have changed for them, and let's get an understanding of where our clients are. I mean, because do you recommend an approach like that?
John, I think you stole my line. Yes, absolutely.
Well,
no, absolutely.
Okay.
It's, you know, part of it is, now more important than ever, you've got to connect. So you should be having a weekly sales meeting on Monday, going through those questions and bringing people together, even if it's on Zoom. You should have a Wednesday stand-up meeting, going through the same thing. And then you should have your weekly one-on-ones. You shouldn't change your sales cadence. But it's more important now than ever because things are changing so rapidly to connect with people. To communicate with people and to be realistic.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Scott Siegel, and he's the founder of Beacon Sales Advisors, which is part of the Sales Acceleration group, national group of outsourced sales professionals. What you're advocating is something that, again, I have to keep coming back to it because, I mean, people are so focused on how am I going to make it and, you know, am I going to get my PPP loan so I can make it or what have you, right? And Scott, here you are telling me to, you know, run down the primrose path with clients on things that may not lead to what saves my company. And that's a really hard thing to do. And even if I try to do that, how do I avoid in those client conversations coming across as what I really kind of am, which is I'm kind of desperate, right? And, sure. and it's hard to have a needs conversation with a client and avoid that, the smell of desperation, right?
It is. And it's significantly harder in these times. But if you prepare, so let's say, John, I was going to call you. You're one of my customers. If you just take 15 minutes to think about the call, to challenge yourself on what questions you're going to ask, how you might be able to help. And if you do that, and you can role play and talk to yourself before the call, to me, that's a great example of the little things that matter. Because you won't sound as desperate on that call. And really, what you're doing, too, is you're building a relationship with that person. And it gets back to what we talked about before. People buy from who they trust. But just spend 5 or 10 minutes, you know, challenging yourself. What questions do I want to ask? What am I trying to accomplish? And you don't have to have all the answers on that call. They might come back with some ideas you didn't think about. To me, that's the power of asking questions. And it's, to your point, it's hard because we're running out of money. I got to make a sale. But if you do those little things, it works. And, you know, one of my sayings is you got to trust the process. And sometimes in the moments we're in right now, it's really hard to trust the process. But if you do, it works.
Scott, I'm in the middle of a conversation and it's tough to separate how I can help. I mean, we talked a little bit about this before we came on. So, I probably need to give folks some context. You know, we were talking about how there's this line everybody's got right now, which I'm, you know, I just want to help. And sometimes that's genuine. And sometimes that's meant to be, hey, I just want to help you with whatever you need, something that's really, really generous. And then there's the kind of, I just want to help that really is a quickly followed by a pivot to whatever, whatever they're trying. Yeah, exactly. Whatever they're trying to sell. And even if I start out a conversation saying, I want to help and I'm listening, how do I avoid inadvertently getting into that pivot? Because some people just genuinely want to try to follow your advice, but it's hard, right? In the heat of the conversation. Hard. I mean, you talked about getting ready for a conversation. What about right in the heat of that conversation?
It's patience. You've got to be patient. You have to listen. And part of it is, you know, one of the things I encourage people to do is always challenge yourself and how you can add value. So how you have an experience in industry, how can you help that person by creating value or giving them the helpful tip? Or if you were a small business owner, John, and you had a supply chain problem, well, I might not be able to help you, but I might know 3 or 4 other people that could help you get products to your stores or to your consumers faster. The hardest thing for all of us, whether we're in a crisis or not, is to listen. But it's really getting back to the fundamentals of listening and being patient. And if you do that, good things will happen. It's hard. It's really hard when you're wondering, am I going to have a job in a week? Am I going to get my money from the government? I'm running out of money. It's hard. But if you sound desperate, most people are going to realize that. It's hard. I mean, there's no silver bullet or no magic answer on that. But if you have to be patient and listen and ask questions.
Well, Scott, this has been great and timely and helpful, I know, to a lot of folks. If they're interested in being in touch with you, tell them how they can do that.
So they can call me, John. My number is 978-881-4069, or they can email me at ssiegel@salesacceleration.com.
Awesome. Scott Siegel, he's with Beacon Sales Advisors. Scott, thanks for being with us. Thanks for coming back.
John, thank you for having me. Yeah,
it's a pleasure. And folks, if you've got some help that involves administrative tasks, bookkeeping, your need for bookkeeping has not changed. If anything, up-to-date bookkeeping is now more important than ever because you needed to turn in financials for your PPP loan, right? So if you've got problems on that front, I've got an answer for you. It involves a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with experienced angels who have the talent and long-term knowledge that's necessary to help you maintain and grow your business. And they have worked virtually, and they always have. So it's no problem for them. So they've done that since the very beginning. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed, and they fly off when the job is done. So call Essie Escobedo, 770-442-9246. She's the chief executive angel over there, and she's awesome. She flies high, and she helps her folks. So officeangels.us is the website for more information. Folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show on all the major podcast apps. That would be Apple, TuneIn, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them. I've been challenged a few times and pointed out where you can find us. So Pocket Cast is one. I just saw us on. But we're on NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com as well, and you can find our complete archive of shows there. We're up to number 220 or so, with going on 500 guests, great business leaders like Scott, who have been with us over these past 4 years. And we love for you to connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX, on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Scott Siegel, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.